Monster Movie Media presents. And welcome to episode 55 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. A podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. And welcome to our Creepy Villain Valentine's Day Spectacular. This episode, we answer the question, what Disney villain do you want to be your Valentine? Coming up in this episode, author Blue Carson and comic book artist Holly K. Golightly join us to answer that question. And we have live reports from Disneyland getting the answer to that very question. But first, the evil queen of Creepy Kingdom and I, Miss Roxy Tart, take on the question ourselves. I would like to welcome the evil queen of Creepy Kingdom, Miss Roxy Tart.
Hello.
Howdy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm ready to get all lovey-dovey for Valentine's Day.
Really? You're gonna...
Yeah.
The evil queen gets lovey-dovey.
Yeah, well, why not? I can be lovey in my own evil way.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
There's all kinds of stuff I love. I love my familiar, you know, and I love my spell book collection, and I love my dungeon.
All right, you're capable of feeling love.
Yeah, you know, I love sending people out to collect hearts for me.
All right, touche, touche, touche. So, the question of the day is, you know, you are a villain yourself, but if you could pick any Disney villain to be your Valentine, who would it be?
Okay. Define Valentine. Is this a person I am in a relationship with, or is this a date on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to say date on Valentine's Day.
Okay. See, because that's different. That's different.
Right.
If it's like a one-time thing, then that's totally different.
Well, you can answer both. I don't know. I never thought about it that way. But
well, if I had to pick a Disney villain to be like my boyfriend, and you know, then he would be my Valentine, it would totally be Hans. I think we've actually talked about this before.
Yeah, sounds really familiar.
I think that Hans and I would make a really good couple. I think that we would totally. I have this like scam. We would just be a con artist couple, and we would go to kingdoms that had single girls, and we would pose as like brother and sister or whatever from, you know, the Seven Isles.
Okay.
And then he would make these girls fall for him, and he would marry them, and then like we would kill them and we'd get all their money in their kingdom and whatnot. And that's.
So that's what you would do with your boyfriend on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We would obviously have some kind of crazy con scheme thing going on for Valentine's Day. I don't know what at the moment. But to go on a date, on just a Valentine's date. Oh, that's so difficult. Who's the richest villain? Like, who has the most money? Because
I don't know. Is Cruella rich?
I feel like that would be like really important. Maybe, oh, Prince John. Maybe from Robin Hood, because he has hella money and he's really easy to boss around.
So like, you're gonna be doing an interspecies Valentine date.
No, that doesn't work. I'm not into that in any way, shape, or form. I'm like, I'm so not a furry. It's unbelievable. All right, so that doesn't work. Who is the richest human villain? I don't even know. Maybe Captain Hook, because that would be cool to just like to go out on the boat and take the boat out for Valentine's Day. And you'd have like a whole crew of people to like serve you and wait on you and stuff. So that could be cool. No, I don't know. I guess I'll go with Captain Hook. Or, ooh, you know what? Hades would be really, really cool. Mm. I would totally go to hell for Valentine's Day and hang out in the underworld. That would be pretty cool.
That's a quote.
And eat like pomegranates. We could do that.
Pomegranates?
Yeah.
Is that what's in hell?
You need to brush up on your Greek mythology. Goodness.
Hey, I know about Disney theme parks, all right? I never said I was up on my Greek mythology.
I think Hades would make a good Valentine. I think that would be awesome because he's super entertaining. Like, he'd be fun to hang out with. You definitely get to see something new. Yeah, I'm going to go with Hades.
Hades it is.
And hello, he's a god. That's pretty cool. Okay, but if I could choose a girl to go out on Valentine's Day with, I think Cruella would be a really good date.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we'd go to a nice dinner. We'd definitely go shopping. Like, I think Cruella would be an awesome date for Valentine's Day. She knows how to have a good time. She loves to shop. I love to shop. We're perfect. We could date. Oh, maybe Dr. Facilier. Dr. Facilier could be a good date. He knows, like, everything cool in New Orleans. And mm-hmm. I love New Orleans, like, my favorite city in the world. So he would be a good date. I bet he could do, like, like, he'd be perfect if you wanted to do, like, a creepy New Orleans date where, like, you toured cemeteries and saw, like,
oh yeah,
haunted stuff and whatnot. That would be a really cool date. Yeah, so
I almost wish he was a lady so that I could go out.
Dr. Facilier and his friends from the other side would be a really cool Valentine's date. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Ooh, maybe, like, a picnic in the cemetery. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I approve. So the first person that comes to mind is Cruella de Vil. I love her hair. I love her attitude. You know, she has quite an attitude.
She does have quite an attitude. That must be why you like me. I have quite an attitude.
You do have quite an attitude. You know, I could take her, you know, I don't really approve of a lot of things that she does, you know, but I bat a blind eye to it. It's Valentine's Day. So.
Did you hear that, ladies? Just know that if you go out on a date with James on Valentine's Day, you can get away with a lot. He will turn a blind eye to puppy killing ways.
No, hey. Alleged puppy killing ways.
We never actually saw her kill a puppy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's alleged. So. But, you know, she's just a little misguided. She just needed some love. So
she did seem really lonely.
Yeah. So I would like to have a Valentine's date with her. That's I've never met her in the parks. That's one of my, like, goals. And actually, I submitted a Disney bucket list to the Disney Dreamgirls podcast. And one of the things on that list was I wanted to ride an attraction with Cruella de Vil. I don't know.
Right on.
I don't know what attraction that would be, but since it's Valentine's Day, I don't know. What's the most romantic ride at the parks?
I don't know. That's a really good question. Okay, so if we were going to be in Disneyland for Valentine's Day with our significant others, what would be the most romantic thing to ride, you think? Anything where it's just two people,
right?
And you're by yourself, like the Haunted Mansion or Peter Pan or something like that, you know, because you're like in close proximity. And
I think Haunted Mansion, I mean, it, you know, not to be stereotypical for Creepy Kingdom, but that's pretty high up there. But I also feel like the length of time that you're together adds to it as well. And Peter Pan is
pretty short.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I timed it once. I feel like it's a minute.
Like, The Little Mermaid. Because it's all about love. You know, it's all about Ariel and Eric falling in love, and it's only two people, so that could be considered really sweet.
I don't think Cruella would be into it, though.
I don't think Cruella would be into it. Oh, are we? I thought we were talking about, like, just the most romantic ride in Disneyland.
I'm saying that what ride would I want to have a romantic Valentine's Day? No, I mean that.
I think Cruella's favorite ride would be Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, personally, because have you seen her drive? Like.
That would be romantic, but that one's kind of short, too. what about the fun wheel? That's a long one, isn't it? You're stuck together in a little cage.
I hate that ride.
I've never been on it, but...
it's me. Either Astro Blasters or Toy Story, while not romantic, both are competition rides, and you could definitely do a little, like, either romantic or sexy, like, wager on who wins.
Oh...
You know, like the winner gives the other person a back rub or like.
Or a something. Firm handshake. This is a family show.
There's nothing wrong with back rubs. Gosh, I didn't say a foot rub.
A nice firm handshake.
Nice firm handshake. The winner gives the other person a hug.
All right, a hug.
It is Valentine's Day.
Yes, yes. So. That's what I'll do. I think the other... I have one other pick.
Okay.
This is a Disney villain, but she is not animated. Do you have a guess?
Nerissa.
Good guess, but no.
Can I date her?
Yes.
I want to go out... I didn't even think about non-animated. Look what you have done. Oh.
Well, Nerissa was animated at one point.
She was. That's true. Might be why I like her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who? Who, James? Tell me who. You're killing me.
It is, but of course, the Queen of Hearts from the live-action Alice in Wonderland film.
Of course. Your crush.
As portrayed by Helena Bonham Carter.
How could we forget your crush, Helena?
Yeah, that I have lots of opinions about that film, but one thing I loved about it was her in it. And she was very, very nice when she screamed.
She's very nice. She was not nice. She was not nice at all in any way.
She made me blush at how evil and rude and mean she was.
You crack me up.
I like that look. I feel like the animated Queen of Hearts, they didn't really make her that ladylike. You know?
The animated Queen of Hearts really doesn't have a personality. She just yells.
Yeah.
Like that's her. She just yells. Like she's got no real personality. At least in the live action one, she had more. She was more human.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I I'm not against the animated Queen of Hearts. I like when she yells. I like when she yells in the ride, Alice in Wonderland. I'm not against her, but that whole thing and the makeup. I love the makeup.
Her makeup is crazy.
Yeah, it's okay. Awesome. I love it.
Like her hair, her makeup, the whole thing, just crazy.
And she's kind of tiny, if I recall, right?
I think so. Isn't she like? Yeah, she's super little, but with a giant head.
Yeah.
I'm not really into girls with big heads. I don't like girls that look like bobbleheads.
It's not bad.
My thing.
I mean, it's not my thing, but I don't know. I was kind of mesmerized by it because it was like really good CG. I don't know. It was like an optical illusion. I was like, why is her head so big? It looks all real.
She probably really would like you. I bet she would like you.
Really? She wouldn't cut my head off?
Yeah, no. I think she would really like you because you would appreciate her beauty, and you know that's kind of what she was about.
Yeah, no, I appreciate her beauty. I would you know, I'd be her loyal servant.
Her knave of hearts.
Yeah, I would do that. You know,
see?
so my Valentine's date is Cruella, but my my girlfriend, not my real girlfriend, but my I had to have a Disney villain as my girlfriend, I would be the Queen of Hearts from the live-action Alice in Wonderland movie.
Right on. And yeah, if I had to have a date on Valentine's Day that was a Disney villain, it would be Hades. And if I had to pick a boyfriend, it would be Hans.
There it is. There's our votes. It's in.
Here we go.
This is Roxy Chart, and I am here live in Disneyland. Today on our Valentine's Day podcast, we are asking people around the park which villain they would want to be their Valentine. So tell me, which villain would you want to be your Valentine?
Hi, I'm Amy Dean, and my villain, Disney Valentine, would have to be the bowler hat guy from Meet the Robinsons. Definitely.
What about you?
I would say this is Franco Billy, and I would pick the Evil Queen. Gorgeous. Just simply gorgeous.
Awesome. And you?
I'm Sarah Michelle, and I would pick Hook because he's hooky. Right.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Hi, I'm Meredith from San Francisco, and my Valentine would be Hades from Hercules.
That's awesome. I love Hades. Thank you.
My name's Steph, and I'm from Kansas City, and if it was a Valentine for just one night, it would be Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
Good answer. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Kevin, and I think my creepy Valentine would have to be Maleficent.
Hi, I'm Tiago. I'm from Miami, Florida, and my Disney villain would be Scar from The Lion King.
Nice. That's awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Did you just roar?
No. Maybe I'll...
Mew. So I have two beautiful pinup girls here, and they are going to tell us who their villain Valentines are. Ladies?
Hi, this is Kimberlyn, and my villain Valentine would be Jafar.
Ooh, dark and sexy.
Hi, my name is Cherry Delish. I'm from Sacramento, California. And my villain Valentine would be Gaston, because, yo, muscles, hello.
Gaston's getting really popular today. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, I'm here with the Countess of Creepy Kingdom, Miss Cupcake Terror.
Hello, everybody.
And we have two very special guests, the author of Dark Rides Volume 1, Miss Blue Carson.
Hello, hello.
And comic book artist, publisher, and creator, Miss Holly K. Golightly.
Hey, Creepy James.
Creepy James. Wow, I like that. And also, you did the cover to Blue's book.
I was honored with that privilege, yes.
So, Blue Carson, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me in your Creepy Kingdom world.
Yes, yes. So, so you have a new book out. You wanted to... describe it or just tell people what it's about.
All right. The new book is called Dark Rides, Erotic Disney Theme Park Adventures, Volume 1. Mm. And it is a group of 12 short stories that are erotica. They're all based in the parks and resorts of Disney World, and they all have happy endings. Yes, they all have happy endings.
Mean we all get ice cream?
Yay, ice cream.
There's a Dole Whip in there. And there's a Mickey premium bar in there. Mm. Yes, there are two stories involving ice cream.
Excellent.
Yay.
And
love ice cream.
An extra little thing with each story for those who enjoy such things is... with each story, I also have a cocktail with recipe pairing that's themed to each story, and they're all from Disney parks and resorts.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Fancy. Love it.
Yep. It's, well, you know, my publishers, Leonard Kinsey, Dark Side of Disney, just taking it one step further.
Yep, that's what you got to do.
having some dark rides fun in the parks.
Excellent.
Something for all the senses.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. It stimulates both body and mind.
And soul.
Yes.
Definitely the soul. So, Holly, why don't you talk about a little bit of the things that you're doing?
Oh, well, as you see, I worked with The Beautiful Blue. And I am the second half of Broadsword Comics, which is our own company. My husband, Jim Ballant, used to work for DC Comics. He did Catwoman, Batman. I used to work for Archie Comics. I did Sabrina, Josie the Pussycats.
Wow, awesome.
All the gang, yes. And
she's amazing.
15 years ago, we started our own company, Broadsword Comics, and Jim does Tara Witch of the Black Rose, which is a bi-monthly comic celebrating our 15th year. And I have my own American manga called School Bites, which is sort of like Harry Potter with fangs, where Tara Witch of the Black Rose is for grown-ups. It's sort of like Batman meets Xena on HBO.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff.
So, yeah, a lot of spooky, creepy stuff coming up in our 15th issue. I think you might like it. I think all of you might.
I think all listeners will enjoy it.
We even had evil cupcakes in one issue.
Hooray!
You're going to make Cupcake Terror's head explode.
You really? Seriously.
I'll make sure you get that one.
Oh, please. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw Holly's artwork for School Bites, I immediately did some form of squealing sound and said, I must have her do the cover art for Dark Ride. She's so amazing.
It was so fun. So much fun to work with you. And it was great. Loved it. It was probably the easiest cover I have ever done. Ever.
I think I gave her like 5 sentences of direction. And it was like, I saw the picture and went, perfect.
Okay. Awesome. it was really great direction. I was a little worried about one. And then I was like, okay, I think I could pull it off.
Nice. Yes, I think I did. Just draw yourself, Holly. Just draw yourself. That's all we need you to do.
I'm not worried about those two things. It was another one.
Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, that's the super secret one that you can't talk about.
Right.
Look at it and see it. It's just, you know, I like to make everything look erotic and sexy. And I think you have to have a little finesse, you know, a little je ne sais quoi to make sure that happens.
First time that phrase has been used on the show. Thank you for classing it up.
That's right. You got cocktails and French, baby.
Well, I asked you two to come on because this is a special episode. This is our Valentine's Day episode.
Woo!
And
here to share the love.
Yeah, we're going to share the love, and we're creepy, so we can't be all lovey-dovey. We gotta cross it somewhere in the middle there. So, you know, I want to know if you guys could go on a Valentine's date or pick a Disney villain to be your Valentine. Who would it be? Really? Blue, you could start us off with that.
It was a tough decision because, you know, you have the obvious, like, Gaston, but I don't know. How much fun is he going to be staring at a mirror the whole time? So, you know, you don't have to stretch too hard for Valentine's Day to be creepy because, you know, it is about a guy getting beheaded, right?
Yeah, that's true.
We'll read the details, so... All right, I am going to choose, Captain Hook.
Wow.
Nice
choice.
Captain Hook.
Why Hook?
Because he's going to take me out on the Grand One after, like, we hang out at the Grand Floridian. We're going to go out on the boat, on the Grand One, and we're going to watch, you have a fireworks cruise, and Mr. Smee is going to be like serving cocktails and appetizers. Aww. He's going to wine and dine me on his yacht.
Aww.
Disney style, Captain Hook.
So, Captain Hook sounds so dreamy now.
Oh. Well, he is on Once Upon a Time.
He's not going to let me wear a watch, though, because, you know, he's going to freak out with a ticking noise.
Well, unless it's digital.
Yeah, I guess. Well, we're going to lose track of time in typical Disney fashion. Oh. So, yeah, totally going with Hook. I just hope is that claw doesn't get tangled in my hair. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah, we'll work dangerous. With it. Sounds dangerous, yeah. But you know.
I like living on the edge.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Holly. I know you're a married woman, but you know.
I know. I
but
am.
But still, you know, like make believe land.
Sure.
Who'd you pick?
For me, it was easy. It was Maleficent.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, like you said, I am a married woman, so it's really hard to steal my heart on that side.
Right.
But on the girly side, you know, I just want to paint her nails and do her hair. We could have like a girls' night in and have magical chocolate together and talk about like our really bad ex-boyfriends. You know,
magical chocolate, huh?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I think I'm a real girl's girl, you know, and I just think she's the prettiest thing. So I would just be sighing at her prettiness.
You're going to have to fight James for her.
I am. Oh, we have the same taste in girls. That's
so
cute, James.
I think so.
I'm definitely getting a Maleficent tattoo. Definitely.
Really?
Yes. I was going to get just a Princess Leia, but now I'm going to do like a Maleficent Princess Leia kind of mooka thing going on there.
Wow.
I know it's weird.
Yeah. Hey, if it works for you, it works for us.
I know. So I think my witchy self would be most comfortable with Maleficent. It was weird because when you asked the question, I forgot all about the villain thing because my first thing was Remy.
Really?
From Ratatouille. Because
wow.
I know. It's creepy, so I thought I'd add that.
That I think I'll take an exception for.
I need to hear this. What were you going to do with Remy?
He was going to cook for me.
Well, I guess so.
I think you guys are getting that, like, everything's about my stomach.
Chocolates, dinners.
Chocolate, cupcakes, because that's another tattoo I'm getting with Remy with a cupcake.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a lot of Disney tattoos already.
Which ones do you have?
I have Tinkerbell with a witch's hat. I have Sally right here.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
I can see it.
Oh, okay.
I have Ariel. I have Stitch. I have R2-D2 with a little Mickey Mouse ears. There he is.
Wow.
And then my only un-Disney one is my Harry Potter Hogwarts house crest. Which
very
is
acceptable. Very acceptable as a non-Disney tattoo. Oh, awesome. So, Cupcake, you're up to bat here.
All right. So, actually, mine is a two-part.
All right.
Two people that I want as
greedy.
My found. I know. But it'll make sense why in a moment. So, my first Valentine will be Hans from Frozen.
Okay.
He's pretty much the most evil one. Roxy Tart and I both agree on this. He's very evil. Because he emotionally manipulates Anna, which is obviously wonderful. So I think we would be able to run around and do bad things together. And he's gorgeous, so why not?
And he likes chocolate.
And he likes chocolate,
and
yeah.
Sandwiches.
Who doesn't like sandwiches?
Have you seen the 50 Shades mashup with Frozen?
I haven't. I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, there's a 50 Shades trailer using the Frozen characters.
Oh, goodness.
It's actually looks phenomenal. They should have done that version.
I'm going to have to look this up now. All right. So I've got Hans already. So now I want to have, like, a female villain Valentine, so okay. I chose the Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
Because nice. We're going to run around and behead people.
For Valentine's Day.
And I thought she would be so fitting. Yeah, to me, that's my perfect Valentine's Day. Handsome guy beheading people. Done. Oh,
well, it is fitting, of course.
Hey, I want a witch and a mouse. A rat.
Cupcake, are you going to carry around those, like Holly, the picture you posted of the cupcake, the cake in a cup with little Queen of Hearts on top?
Yes.
They have the little over at Fantasyland now. They have the cake in a cup. And so it would be a cupcake with the Queen of Hearts picture on top of it.
That you could that's adorable.
Run around terrorizing people.
Yeah. That is in the name. Yeah. So I'll be terrorizing people. Yes, of course. I don't know what will be in my hand since, you know, this is Creepy Kingdom.
Right.
I don't want to scare anybody.
We're keeping things PG here, but that's fine.
As possible, yeah.
Yes, as possible. Sometimes PG-13, but so I already, in an earlier recorded segment, gave my answers, which these ladies don't know what my answers are.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I know what your answer is.
I don't know.
Are we sharing Melissa Fent?
Well, no. I had two as well. I was greedy too.
I'm picking another one.
We can.
Well, I guess I've got Mr. Smee on the boat.
Tom Scott, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, he's serving drinks, but, you know.
Now we got it. We all have two now. So, let's see. My first choice was Cruella de Vil. But I bring this up because my second choice was the Queen of Hearts as well.
Yeah.
But I made a very clear distinction. I was referencing the Queen of Hearts from the live-action Alice in Wonderland film, as portrayed by Helena Bonham Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Of course you were. That was totally in the back of my head, too. Like, you know, I have a feeling that James might say this. And, yeah. Oh, my God. That's so fitting.
So which Queen of Hearts are you talking about, Cupcake?
I was talking about the cartoon Queen of Hearts.
All right, good. Yeah. That's fair.
No, and from the storybook, because she's really – I mean, especially from the book specifically, she's just psychotic. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the live-action Disney Queen of Hearts, Helena Bonham Carter, that's so perfect for you.
Yes, that's my pick. You know, Cruella was my first thought, but I really, when it comes down to it, it's got to be her.
Yep.
Now, what about Helena as – Fairy Godmother coming out in Cinderella?
I will go on any date with Helena Bonham Carter dressed as anything. So.
Especially in a black robe with a wand.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Tangent, sorry.
Yes, tangent. No, we're not going on a Bellatrix tangent. Moving on. So we posed this question to our Creepy Kingdom social media buddies. And we're going to share some of those responses so we can all see what's up with everybody. Cupcake, you want to start us off here?
Yeah, so I'm going to start off over on Instagram. And Haunted Kim X said that she would like Gaston to be her villain Valentine. Then she said, just kidding, LOL, he'd probably be his own Valentine.
Exactly my thoughts, see?
I just put a video up on my Facebook of me challenging Gaston to a thumb wrestle.
I saw that. I was laughing. So wow. I'm like, he was so like manly. The way he was standing with his arm on the wall, I'm like, yeah, that's an awesome Gaston.
He was awesome. We waited like, I don't know, almost a day to get in line because the line was so long to talk with him, but it was so worth it.
This is the same guy he's been kind of like a viral sensation. There was like a push-up contest.
I don't know if it's the same exact one. There's like two awesome ones that I've seen on YouTube, but he was great, and he totally cheated, which was awesome.
Oh, Gaston. Let's see. Our next one comes from our great listener, John Willis. I think that's what we determined his name is, Cupcake, right?
Yeah, I think it is John Willis. Right. But we can always just use his Instagram.
Willis John Dave. Dav.
Willis John Dav.
Cruella all the way, that broad has style. Yeah, we think alike.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I love Cruella. I love her hair. It's awesome.
So the next one, and I love this Instagram name, it is R2D2, but the way she spells it is A-R-T-O-O-O-D-E-E-T-O-O. Dearest darling, I love you. That's a fabulous name. Her villain Valentine is Captain Hook.
Oh, another Captain Hook there.
I gotta share.
We're gonna have same boat as you, Blue.
We're gonna have to do some type of sword fight or duel, I guess.
Dueling pistols at dawn. I see it happening.
There we go.
Nice.
What? No, can we make it like noon? I'm not a morning person.
Sure. Noon works.
Okay.
High noon.
High noon.
I'm fine with that.
A friend of the show who has made a brief appearance on it, pinup model Cherry Delish, her comment was, Frollo, hands down, he's got a dirty mind like me.
Yeah, I know Cherry, and this is true. I think they would be a perfect villain Valentine's Day.
Which character?
Frollo.
He's from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty skeezy. Not creepy in a good way. He's skeezy.
Yeah, he was evil. That song he sung about Esmeralda, you know, if he can't have her, no one will.
Yeah.
And he'll throw her into the pit of hell.
Yeah,
what a perfect Valentine.
We just did an episode on Hunchback a few back, and you can hear all about how skeezy Frollo is, if you don't recall.
Ooh. Oh, I remember.
All right. Well, the next one we have is One Cemetery Lane. Hi, One Cemetery Lane. I love you.
Hi.
That's another one of my my pinup pixie girls. She says Dr. Facilier or Chernabog.
Wow. She's going on a date with Chernabog from Night on Ball Mountain in Fantasia. Wow.
Yeah. That is the epitome of evil. And I think that's some of the first very evil characters to come out of Disney other than Black Cauldron. But Chernabog was
that's
pretty much hell itself. But Dr.
Go big or go home.
Yep.
You know, yeah. Dr. Facilier has some style, though.
I was expecting to hear more Dr. Facilier's from the ladies. But, you know.
Maybe he's just not popping. You know what it is? It's because his belly button is showing.
Oh.
It's his midriff. He wears that shirt that's like a midriff shirt, and it's just
so
not
cute.
It's not modern enough for today's ladies.
I guess not. Well, we debated that issue in depth.
We did.
On the Best Dressed Villains episode we did in October.
Yep. Yes, we did.
Dolly Marlowe says Captain Hook. Another Captain Hook.
That's three for Captain Hook. That's pretty good. Yeah. He's getting a lot of Valentine's Day love.
Yes, yes.
Good to be a pirate.
Usually is.
So the next one. Ooh, see, we didn't talk about this, so now I'm a little sad.
Yeah, I know.
That red-haired girl said, if we are counting Marvel, Loki.
Uh-oh.
Are we counting Marvel?
If we're counting Star Wars, I guess it would have to be Darth Vader for me.
Yeah.
That's what Jim wore for our wedding.
Wow.
Oh,
we need to hear more about that.
Can we have a podcast specifically for that?
Yeah. You should see the photos.
There's a video, too.
All right,
Holly, tell them what you were wearing.
Leia's slave Leia outfit.
For your wedding? Oh, I love you. You're rad.
Aww. Happy Valentine's cupcake.
Happy Valentine's Day, Holly.
Aw, before we recorded, I told Cupcake, I was like, you're gonna love Holly.
Oh yeah, and I do. Like I'm already falling madly in love with her. I think I'm gonna change my Valentine's Day villain to Holly. Because I saw your pictures, and you are a Slytherin, and I am also a House Slytherin. All
right.
Yeah.
Slytherin.
Good old Slytherin. All right. Moving on from Instagram user Haunted Shenanigans, who coincidentally is my real-life Valentine.
I thought you were going to say is your real-life name.
No, it's not real-life. No, this is my real-life Valentine.
Okay.
But she didn't choose me.
Because you're not a villain, James.
I'm not a villain. I know. It's fine. But she chose Hades, which I think is
a
great
of
one.
You.
That's a great one.
He crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hades is a good one as well.
I don't think I could get behind the blue flame hair. I would run my fingers through his hair and then get my hand burnt to a crisp. So I asked him out right in the beginning.
All right, it's fine.
The next one is Batgirl 380, and she picked Hades.
Another Hades.
That's two for Hades. Nice.
Wow, wow. So this one I love. It's from username Disney Lads, and this is an account run by a friend of mine and her sons. And her sons are too young for Instagram, so she writes on their behalf. And she wrote for herself. She wrote Maleficent.
But nice.
Told you.
For her son, which I love, said Max says the lady who told him no running on his way from Disneyland to DCA is a Disney villain.
Dear Disneyland son, you are brilliant.
I think that was the same lady that told Jim he couldn't wear his Tarot Witch of the Black Rose t-shirt into the Magic Kingdom because there were children around.
Wow, really?
Yes.
I never understood that because, I mean, graphic t-shirts aside or comic book t-shirts or whatever, you have girls that are under 18 years old wearing shorts that are creeping up their bums.
Uh-oh.
That have no business wearing shorts that short. And yet a t-shirt is offensive. But wearing little to no clothing is not offensive.
But the best thing is then they made him buy a shirt to put over it. And then we go in and there's a guy walking around with a FBI
A female
shirt.
Body inspector shirt?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
No, no. We were just cracking up. You know, Jim's very sweet. And he's like, you know, me, I was like flames coming out of my head. You know, it's like, how could you say that? She's wearing something. It's a bikini, but, you know, come on. And we were very proud to, you know, bring our character to Disney. And then they're like, I'm telling you, it's the same old lady.
Yep, it probably is.
I think so.
Jeez. I think those shirts get in at Epcot a little better. I've seen a lot over there.
Yeah, this is Magic Kingdom. We learned our lesson.
All right, back on track here now. We're going to switch over to Facebook now, Cupcake. So
alrighty.
Start us off.
So Diana Rodriguez from Facebook says Scar would be her Valentine's Day villain.
Very fuzzy.
I think that's the first... interspecies Valentine's.
I'm not really, you go girl, but I'm not really sure how I feel about that one.
Well, I like a rat.
Oh, you're right. No, I'm sorry. You're right. That's the second interspecies.
That's the second one. Oh,
just
man.
Larger interspecies there.
Well, Scar is evil where Remy just cooks. So, you know.
Well, he can make an evil cupcake.
He totally could. All right. I take it back. I'm okay with this now.
You could do it.
I thought we were doing creepy. So.
We are doing creepy.
Rats could be creepy, but they're very sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Rats aren't too creepy. But so Beth Taylor Swift, who by the way is the mother of film director Philip Swift, who is the director of the upcoming documentary "The Dark Side of Disney,"
groovy.
In which I appear. So.
plug.
It is from my publisher, but I can see Dark Side of Disney.
Oh, yep, you got your plug in there.
Yep, we're going to do that again. Plug. Yay!
Plug.
She chose Maleficent.
Yeah.
So, there's another Maleficent there.
That's right.
She's super evil.
Looks like Maleficent and Captain Hook are going to be the prom king and queen.
That's right.
We might have a tiebreaker here. So, Cupcake, take us away with our last entry.
All right. Our last one is Lisa Hayes Foley.
Otherwise known as Cherry Lisa, who you can hear being interviewed on Curvy Kitty Chat, a brand new podcast.
Yay. Hi, Cherry Lisa. All
Don't
right,
say
so
Captain Hook. Don't say Captain Hook.
Her Valentine's Day villain is... Captain Hook. We have a tiebreaker, folks, for those of you keeping track at home. He's a popular one. Now we really should ask people for Captain Hook. Are you thinking cartoon Captain Hook or Once Upon a Time Captain Hook? Because I'm all behind Once Upon a Time Captain Hook.
I'm thinking Dustin Hoffman.
Oh.
I'm
with the beard and the wig. Nice.
I'm going Hook movie. Dustin Hoffman.
TV show they just had. With Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Oh, no. We don't even acknowledge that one here.
On here on Creepy Kingdom, we don't acknowledge.
No, we don't acknowledge that
too
one.
Creepy? Yeah.
Too creepy? Well, creepy's not the words that I would use, but.
All righty. Well, if you're listening, and, you know, sure, it'll be after Valentine's Day, but whatever. You can still chime in on social media, on our Facebook, Instagram, or our Twitter. Let us know what Disney villain you want to be your Valentine. You know, we want to know. Will Captain Hook or Maleficent be the winner? Only time will tell. But before we hop out of here, Blue said... is going to share a little bit of her book, Dark Rides, with us.
So we're going to do the introduction, since this is a lovely PG-rated show.
Yes.
And the book is more NC-17 and maybe a little more.
Maybe.
Maybe a little more. Right. This is from Dark Rides, Erotic Disney Theme Park Adventures, and this is Adventure 11, the luau that takes place at the Polynesian Resort, and it has a lovely recipe for the famous Lapu Lapu drink at the beginning of the story. So I'll take you on a little journey to the luau.
Let's go.
I'm so excited, Jake. You crack me up, he said, laughing, as we pulled away from the guard shack at the entrance to the Polynesian Resort parking lot. I haven't seen the luau since I was a little girl. I hardly remember anything about it. I know there were pretty hula girls that reminded me of the dolls inside of Small World, and muscular men dancing around with no shirts, and a fly landing in my rice while we ate outside, so I couldn't eat any more of it. Huh, so you've always been picky then? It was a dirty fly. Ew. We got out of the car and walked up to the Great Ceremonial House. It was the main entrance to the resort. It housed the check-in area, shops, restaurants, lounge, and a two-story iconic waterfall that had adorned the lobby for over 40 years. Unfortunately, the resort was undergoing major refurbishments. Rumors floated around that the waterfall was scheduled to be removed during the project, but I never dreamed they were true. It was a tropical-themed resort, so how could it not have a waterfall covered in lush, overgrown foliage? I was shocked when the automatic doors opened, and we were greeted by huge, wraparound walls that enclosed the entire area where the fountain once stood. "What the?" said Jake. "They weren't kidding." I don't want to talk about it, I said sternly. I looked down at the floor as I walked as fast as I could out of the back of this Great Ceremonial House towards the Luau Cove. I took long, deep breaths during the brief walk. I tried to convince myself that the resort would still be lovely with the new design. I was determined to have a fantastic time at the Luau. We checked in at Luau Cove. We were given leis and took our seats relatively close to the stage, left of center. I adjusted my lei and noticed the nylon flowers were frayed around the edges, and little pieces of thread were shedding all over my clothing. There was a label on the leis. Jake, the leis say made in China. The last time that I was here, they gave out real shell necklaces. I still have several of them on display in a glass jar with my Disney souvenirs. They sure do change a lot of stuff around here. It'll be okay. Wine is included with dinner. You always know the right thing to say, Jake. Less than a minute later, our server arrived for our drink order. The food arrived shortly after. It wasn't like what I remembered, but not much was at the Polynesian Resort that night. We still enjoyed watching it. It was a quirky story and reminded me of a community theater production, but it was a lot of fun. I had just started my third glass of wine when our server informed us that it was last call, so I ordered a fourth. Four glasses? Wine goes straight to your head. This is going to be a fun night with you. Mm-hmm. I rested my head on his shoulder. He was right about the wine. After seeing the construction in the resort lobby, the wine made the evening much better. Being with Jake also made the evening much better. He was always so much fun to hang out with at Disney. He was a great friend with benefits, and the sexiest cast member to ever hit on me in the parks. The fact that he was a handsome, muscle-bound, tattooed 20-something didn't hurt either. I'd never had a bad adventure with him, so I knew that our luau date night would be no exception. In typical Disney fashion, the luau included an audience participation scene of the show. The performers invited any guests who wanted to learn the hula to join them in front of the stage. I stood up, drank back the last of glass number three, took Jake by the hand, and pulled him up with me to join the fun. All of the dancers in the show were extremely attractive. As I stood at the stage, a caramel-skinned buff dancer danced right in front of me to demonstrate the proper hula dancing movements. He stared right into my eyes the entire time that he danced. I think I was smiling and flirting back, but I may have actually just been giving him some crazy-looking drunk face. Nonetheless, the liquid courage must have kicked in as we headed back to our seats, because as I passed by the dancer, I whispered to him, "I'll be at the pool bar later." He paused for a moment, looked at me, and smiled. Without saying a word, he ran back up on stage. I walked back to the table. Jake was already there. He was cranky and made grouchy faces at me for having forced him to wiggle his butt in front of the crowd of strangers. That was embarrassing. Don't make me do that again, ever. "Relax, Jake. You've got a cute butt. You should wiggle it more often." "Oh, and by the way, we might have company tonight at the pool bar." "What did you do now? You were only gone for 2 minutes." But look at him, Jake. He's all bumpy with muscles." I looked at Jake with pleading puppy dog face, then followed it with a huge, cheesy, tipsy smile. "Well, since you and the other two girls gave me that awesome birthday surprise in the great movie ride, I guess I owe you a big thank you." "Yes, and you're very welcome. But he probably won't show anyway." "Ha! Have you met you? He'll be there." "You think?" "Definitely. I'd put money on it." I kissed Jake on the nose and sat back to watch the rest of the show. And you can find the rest of the story in Dark Rides, Erotic Disney Theme Park Adventures, Volume 1.
Yay! All right.
Yay. And there's audio version as well.
Yes, there's an audio book.
Incredible. Wow, that is the steamiest Creepy Kingdom has ever gotten. We haven't even...
That was the PG intro.
And that was just the PG intro.
I felt like I was there, Blue.
Were you there?
I was.
Were you dancing a hula?
I was.
Awesome.
And eating rice without a fly in it.
Awesome.
And waiting for my chocolate volcano dessert.
Wow. This has been a magical, creepy Disney Valentine's show. Why don't you two talk about how people can find you online and all that stuff? Why don't you start us off, Holly?
Oh, well, our main website is jimbalent.com. That's J-I-M-B-A-L-E-N-T. And I would invite 18 and over to come visit us there. I'm on Facebook. I'm under Holly Witch. I'm on Instagram under Broadsword Comics. We have, what else? Twitter, Broadsword Comic, because there was no room for the S.
Ran out. Okay.
And schoolbites.net is undergoing some renovations. So we're going to have a groovier website there, and that would be 13 and over.
Excellent. And Blue?
You can find me on Twitter. Blue Carson. It's BLU Carson. There's no E. And also on Facebook, Blue Carson. You can find Dark Rides by Blue Carson on Amazon in paperback form and Kindle. and audio form. I do all of the reading of the book. You can also find it on iTunes in the e-format and audio. You can find it on Audible. You can find it at Barnes & Noble and pretty much everywhere. All right. And if you'd like signed books that I specially sign and do something a little extra special for, you can go to Bamboo Forest Publishing, the website for my publisher. Go to the store and find the book there, and you can get a personally signed version of Dark Rides there. Mm-hmm. And if you like Holly's artwork, get the book just so you can have the cover. You don't have to read the inside. And as she stated, mine is definitely adults-only entertainment. This is erotica, people. So, only grown-ups.
So. It's an adult swim. No kids in the pool.
Yeah, or those of us pretending to be grown-ups.
Oh, yeah. And Countess Cupcake.
Well, actually, you can find me at three different places now, not just Instagram.
Wonderful.
Look at that. On Tumblr, I am Cupcake Terror Takes Over. On Twitter, I am at Cupcake_Terror. And as always on Instagram, I am Cupcake Terror.
Okay. Well, thank you, Blue and Holly, for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Creeper himself. And Miss Lovely Cupcake Terror.
Oh, welcome.
Have a creepy Disney Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's. Eat something sweet.
Thanks again to our special guest, Blue Carson and Holly K. Golightly. And we all hope that you've enjoyed the Creepy Villain Valentine's Day Spectacular. If you would like to contact the show, you could do so by emailing creepykingdom@gmail.com. And if you would like to check out our other podcasts, such as the Even James the Podcast podcast, Roxy's World, and our brand new podcast, which just debuted this week, Curvy Cutie Chat, all you need to do is go to monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, video, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pics, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, your one-stop shop, creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time.
Have a creepy Valentine's Day.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.